That's station 922. Station 922. WIUG 488, copy.
Hey, good morning, Jack. How are you? WSGH 922 here.
Very good. How about you? Good morning. I don't know. I was in the morning at 7:45. I was talking to him. So I didn't get a shot time to catch up with you because I just woke up and I went on the radio right away without having a coffee. Roger?
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I was up, I usually get up around 6:30. So I'm coffeed up by now.
I see what you're saying. I just had a cup of coffee not too long ago, so I figured out I'd give you a shout. But you're sounding good, by the way.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I just got my harvest antenna by surprise via Amazon yesterday, so I'm just waiting for my coax to go and then find a good day here. Once we get a little bit of break in the weather, I'll get up there and get her mounted.
Roger, anyhow, you're sounding good right now, anyhow. Whatever you got out there, that Nagoya's, really, Nagoya's, if you got handheld, put the Nagoya 771G. That is the best antenna out there on the market.
Yeah, Roger that. I got that same antenna for my handheld. I'm on the DB20G right now with the Nagoya mag mount on a cookie sheet.
Yeah, that is a good antenna anyhow. That is a good antenna. How's the weather by you? And here's a little bit wonder blowing. Roger?
It's snowing a little bit here. I just went down and dug my lawn chair out of the basement because tomorrow is supposed to be 40 and sunny. So I figured I'd get some vitamin D tomorrow.
You do need that vitamin D, that's for sure. I take that every day. That's what the doctor said, you got to take that every day. I have no problem, we'll take it every day. Roger?
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, it always helps, that vitamin D, for sure. It's, especially this time of year when you don't have much sun at all, so... Yeah, it's going to get warm and then cold and warm again, so up and down roller coaster.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's what's going to happen, a roller coaster. You're right about that. Well, you can't do nothing about it. It's a winter time, so you take it. But today is not bad, really. 40, then in a couple of days, probably they said it'll go up to 45, 43.
Roger that. Yeah, I got into ice fishing several years ago, and then the last few years it's not been very good, but I'm figuring on giving her a whirl here, maybe this weekend, venture out. I guess we got pretty good ice out there now, so I was thinking about getting out there and giving her a try.
Yeah, just to be easy out there, make sure that ice is solid ice, not soft, that way you can walk on it and fish on it too. Just take it easy out there a little bit at a time. Roger?
Yeah, Roger that. I'm not one to go out like on the big water. I got too many friends that got some bad stories about being out there, out in the Saginaw Bay, and they're watching their, down underneath the water, and all of a sudden the scenery started moving, and they weren't moving. They got out and opened the tent on their shanty, and the ice broke free from shore, and they were out there floating away. Over.
This has happened before, anyhow. On Lake Erie, if you, I don't know how long ago it was, but they had one of the guy who was in the boat, and they had to dig him out of the boat out to get out in the shore. Roger?
Yeah, every year there's one or two or three cases that guys get out there. I won't go out on that water just for that reason. The wind blows the wrong way and breaks a piece off, and away you go. I don't care how much ice you have out there. So I'll stick on the small inland lakes that got 6 to 8 inches of light ice at least. Over.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. You know, take your time. Make sure everything is good, and on your way. All right. Good to hear from you, and good talking to you. We'll talk again anytime. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. Have a good day, sir. We will talk again, WSGH 92 on the site.